over again. Here we go. All right, it's In Heavenly Places, page 57. We actually have the book, and it's titled True to Our Name, and of course it's for today, February 20th. And it starts off with 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. And it is, He that saith, He abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Gee, there's another verse that you never seem to hear in Sunday-keeping churches, because Jesus kept all 10 of the commandments. And if he's walking in a certain way, why shouldn't we? If since he came in to be our example, oh, let all change after the cross. Well, then, if that's the case, then after he resurrected, why didn't he just stick around and tell everybody, okay, now, you know what I did before the cross? Well, I'm still doing it now after the cross. No, it's pretty obvious. Jesus never minced his words. He never had to. Truth is truth. Now, when you add and take away, like the book of Revelation says, is not a wise idea. Because the plagues of Revelation will be upon you if you do such a thing. Then you're looking for trouble. You know, take him for what he has said. Take him at his written word. Anyway, she goes on to say that in regards to 1 John 2, 6, and, you know, if you abide in Christ, you're going to walk like Christ to the best of your ability. She says, we bear the name of Christian. Let us be true to this name. To be a Christian means to be Christ-like. It means to follow Christ in self-denial, bearing aloft his banner of love, honoring him by unselfish words and deeds. Now, here a lot of people have issue, especially in the self-denial area. I know I still work on it. It's called selfishness. And a lot of times your selfishness will get you in a heap of trouble, especially if you got an anger issue. And, you know, like my wife and I were actually talking about this earlier in regards to some people can have that, you know, my way or the highway kind of a mindset. And if someone doesn't do it the way and if they're a Christian and they don't do it the way they know it should be done, they get all upset. And that's selfishness too. You know, because, but by the grace of God, there go I. You have to have that in your heart. You have to realize that some people just don't see it the way you do, and you don't see it the way they do either. Some, you know, like some of us, you know, okay, fine, we might have a pretty good walk, but there's areas that we're not walking right either, that other people blow our doors off in those areas. So why don't we get all up in their face, or let them get up in ours? So she goes on, in the life of the true Christian, there is nothing of self. Self is dead. There was no selfishness in the life of Christ lived, in the life that Christ lived while on this earth. Bearing our nature, he lived a life wholly devoted to the good of others. In word and deed, Christ's followers are to be pure and true. In this world, a world of iniquity and corruption, and boy, is it ever now. You know, we are living at the worst time in history, in fact. And it's going to get worse. Can you imagine that? I know it's not easy to do, but praise God, at least it goes, well, lately it's been sped up, of course. We are getting extremely close. And so, it's still, we get breathers every now and then. Take advantage of them breathers. I got to say, you know, a lot of prayer, a lot of self-examination, you know, a lot of scripture. Please, please, please stay in your Bibles. You got to know, you're having some major problems in life. Okay, when was the last time you read your Bible? You know, a lot of people, they have a tendency to put that on the back burner when they're having a rough go, and that's when it should be right up there in front and really eating it. And, you know, like Jeremiah said, I found thy words and I did eat them. I mean, go for it. So again, he lived a life wholly devoted to the good of others. In word and deed, Christ's followers are to be pure and true. In this world, a world of iniquity and corruption, Christians are to reveal the attributes of Christ. All they do and say is to be free from selfishness. Said the great apostle to the Gentiles, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And a life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2, verse 20. By faith, Paul appropriated the grace of Christ, and this grace supplied the necessities of his soul. By faith, he received the heavenly gift and imparted it to souls longing for light. This is the experience we need. Pray for this faith. Strive for it. Believe that God will give it to you. And he will. He's, you know, ask and ye shall receive. I mean, Yeah, he's not going to lie to you. She goes on to say that, you know, that we should learn of him who has said, I am meek and lowly in heart. Matthew 11, verse 29. Learning of him, you will find rest. Day by day, you will gain an experience in the things of God. Day by day, realize the greatness of his salvation and the glory of a union with him. Constantly, you will learn better how to live Christ-like. And constantly, you will grow more like the Savior. And this reminds me of a conversation, again, that me and Fran were having just a few moments ago in regards to Moses. And, you know, she brought up a perfectly good point. A lot of people think this way. Because of what you saw in Hollywood, like Charlton Heston, for example, or even that Moses from Disney, you know, or the new Moses that, one of those news articles that showed they were talking about this new movie that I guess they're doing about Moses, and he's wearing armor, and he's fighting with swords and killing people on a horse. I says, where do they get this stuff? But people are going to believe it. And, you know, like for example, people from our age and even our parents' age probably still think in their minds and in their heart of hearts that Moses was some big dude, you know, all sorts of muscular. Because, I mean, come on, the guy was trained in the Egyptian army and, you know, he was trained in the Egyptian ways. And the guy, he killed a man with his bare hands. He was taught how to fight. That's why the Lord put him in the desert for 40 years before he even went to Pharaoh as the leader of the people. A lot of 40s in Moses' life. You know, you got the 40 years to learn how to be humble and meek, and then the 40 days on the mountain, and then 40 years in the desert again, roaming around. But anyway, Sister White goes into detail, and of course you can see this in the scriptures, he is the meekest man on earth, and because he was the meekest, he could be trusted by God. And because he could be trusted by God, that means that the Lord knew that he could work with Moses in a perfect way, and then he knows that he could literally walk in Moses to get his work done and to glorify the Lord, and know for a fact it was going to work out just fine. That's how we got to strive on that perfection. Moses understood the divine nature of Christ. We got to get to that point, or the Gideon band, if you will. There are going to be a bunch of Moses's walk. I mean, there's only so, you know, like with the 144,000, they are going to sing a song no one else on the planet can sing, because they're going to understand how it is to walk with Christ closer than anybody ever in the history of mankind. That's where we got to get. And this is the reason you see all these laws, net neutrality, or you see all these other strange laws about making what we preach terrorist speech or hate speech. They're doing everything they can to try and stop what they know the prophecy says is going to happen. And that, of course, is a loud cry. The devil doesn't want those people out there doing that loud cry. Because, and this is one of the reasons you see him going out there with his loud cry. He's doing everything he can with the ecumenical movement. He's getting everybody, you know, gather around in this big, giant group hug all around the world. And making everything that, what they're doing look all so holy and loving and tolerant, like Obama said in that video this morning. We got to uplift the spirit of tolerance. And anybody that is otherwise is a hater or, you know, extremist or whatever. In other words, whatever the world says is what we got to get along with here. This is the only way we're going to be able to get along. Why? Because Satan's the one that's in control. And he's got the overwhelming majority of the planet in his, under his thumb, literally in his control. And so, yeah, they're all going to echo his statements. And he fears us in a major, he fears one of us, let alone 144,000. But he fears only one, you know, even one at a time. Like I've said so many times, when you say get thee hence, Satan, he doesn't just saunter off kicking pebbles. He flees. When you speak in the faith of Christ and you stand there in the courage of Christ, strive unto that perfection. I mean, how many of us, I mean, I could just see the angel standing by and says, man, don't you get it? You're on the cusp. You're on the verge of a blessing you never thought possible. You're about to see God's hand move, his hands move, in fact, both of them, in ways no man has ever seen before, and you just can't put down that cigarette. Just see that? You can't stop drinking that beer. You can't stop watching that porn. You can't stop doing this, doing that, doing this. I mean, you're on the verge. He's even given you an understanding of things that most of the people in your life have no clue about what you're talking about. You're on the verge. I've been saying, you know, I mean, I just recently started. I honestly believe that this church is the core, as well as anybody else that preaches and teaches the way we do out there that we haven't met yet, because you know they're out there. I mean, come on. This Holy Spirit isn't going to just be, you know, in, we don't preach like Rome does. You know, you got to be Seventh-day Remnant. And we're not preaching ecumenical either. We're saying you got to believe the way the Scripture says. You can use any name you want, of course. But preach it the way it is written. Not the way Rome says to do it, so as to not upset a Muslim. Or not upset a Zoroastrian or a Buddhist. Or even an atheist, for that matter. He tells them they can go to heaven. And atheists are now keeping Sunday holy. Who'd have thought that ever happened? Why? Well, they're doing it just to mock you. But that's how they got them, too. That's how crafty that enemy is. He's not throwing bowling balls. He's throwing darts. He knows exactly where to make them land. Stay in the Word. She goes on to say, if we die to self, if we will enlarge our idea of what Christ can be to us and what we can be to him, like I was just saying, if we die to self, if we enlarge our idea of what Christ can be to us and what we can be to him, if we will unite with one another in the bonds of Christian fellowship, God will work through us with mighty power. The Gideon band will be numbered up and we'll be going forth. She says, then we shall be sanctified through the truth, or set apart for a holy use. That's what sanctification means. We'll be set apart for a holy use. We shall indeed be chosen by God and controlled by his Spirit. Every day of life will be precious to us because we shall see in it an opportunity to use our entrusted gifts for the blessings of others. And it's like candy in heaven. You know, if you think about it, what can I do? I mean, Jesus even says so. And Sister White echoes it too. You know, to be a servant in heaven is to be great, to help others. That's where the greatness comes in. And so again, you could be right on the cusp. Have you always desired to be a faith healer? In other words, to see little kids get healed of disease, or to be able to tell people what the Scriptures actually say in regards to prophetic statements. All that stuff's ours for the taking. It's all there. Promises are all there, are written for us. If we just obey and follow him and strive on to that perfection, repent, confess, stay on the path. We understand he nudges us when we slip on and off, but why even let him have to nudge us? Why not get on there and stay on there and stay on there as straight and narrow as we possibly can? Hope and pray you're blessed.